Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Middle of the week. What is up, Eastern Iowa? Spencer on Sports back with you here at KGYM. April 19th edition of the program here for you this afternoon as we start up four straight hours. Not one, not two, not three, but four. 4 hours of local sports talk on your airwaves here at KGYM. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. Love to hear from you today. Anything on your mind in the sports world? 319-366-1600. Talk or text line one open for you here this afternoon. Again, 319-366-1600. Pick up the phone, give us a call here on southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Isaac will put you through the phone system thingy-majiggy, and we'll get you on the air and make your comments. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind, or you could send a text message to that same number here this afternoon. Lots of ways to listen to the show and local programming and ESPN radio as well here on KGYM. You can do that, 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial at Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com. Also available for you on our free-to-download app. And if you missed anything from any show, check out the podcast, available after the show at KGYMradio.com. Find podcasts from all of our local shows, even specialty shows like Caddy Smack, every other Wednesday during the spring and summer months with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. They'll have another edition coming up after we're done here today. But before we get to that, we have a lot to get to here on this corner of the radio dial. Lots of playoff talk to start the show after an interesting night in both the NBA and the NHL. I say interesting because it couldn't have been more different than between the two leagues, between the results we saw last night. Basketball, all the home teams won, all the favorites won there, and, well, hockey, none of the home teams won last night, including my beloved Winnipeg Jets pulling the upset. There was someone who texted in yesterday, I think it was during the gym class, that said the Jets are not going to win. They did. They won. That might be the only win of the series, but they won. They proved you wrong. My beloved adopted Winnipeg Jets getting a win last night over the Las Vegas Golden Knights. We'll keep you up to date on the hockey playoffs. Also had some history made in baseball last night. Milestone for a future Hall of Fame pitcher. We'll tell you who that was and what milestone they reached coming up later on in the show. Also take a look at the scoreboard. Lots of action going on this afternoon. I will make a bold prediction. Might be the most random bold prediction I've ever made. But there will not be Christmas cards or gifts exchanged between Madison Bumgarner and Wilson Contreras. Bumgarner of the Diamondbacks, Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals. If you are on social media, you've seen several people share the video of an exchange. I can't say the words that were said. I will be see the boss coming around the corner of the hallway here, and this will be my last show if I say those words, but yeah, let's just say they don't like each other very much. We'll get you an update from there. One member of the Redbirds is having a rather fantastic afternoon down there in St. Louis. Also have the Phillies and the White Sox doing battle on the south side, the Royals in action too, and about 30 minutes or so away from the Cubs. Are the Cubs good? Todd Brommelkamp asking that question on his radio show yesterday here on KGYM. We're having that conversation briefly earlier today. The Cubs going for their fourth straight victory, looking to sweep the lowly Oakland Athletics, possum and all, this afternoon out at Oakland Coliseum. So we'll keep you up to date on that baseball scoreboard. Also got some college baseball to talk about. A brutal loss for Coach Rick Heller's team and the Hawkeyes last night, losing to UIC, Illinois Chicago, in a midweek game. But despite the loss there, D1Baseball.com still has Iowa in the projected NCAA tournament field. I saw some folks when I shared the tweet from Kyle Huseman, a Hawkeye reporter who covers the Hawkeye baseball team, illustrating that Iowa's still in the field, the projected field. Like, wait, what? How? Well, Iowa's got a decent body of work, but if we're being honest, you cannot keep losing games to UIC, midweek games especially, to teams like UIC. We'll break down that field for you coming up later on in the show. 319-366-1600. Justin backing up the Go Jets talk, not the New York Jets. I am not converting to New York Jets fandom because of Aaron Rodgers potentially going there. No. This is not. If you want Jets talk, like New York football Jets, there's a show that runs on ESPN Radio that you can get all that information from earlier in the day. If you listen regularly, you probably have figured out who that is. But Winnipeg Jets, my beloved random hockey team I chose to cheer for several years ago, they are actually in the playoffs and they won last night. So I'm going to just carry the flag here for the next 50 minutes or so here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 if you want to follow up Justin on the text line or the talk line here this afternoon. We'll get to hockey in just a moment, but I mentioned the NBA last night. There's also some big news in the NBA in regards to series involving the Sacramento Kings, which resumes tomorrow night in San Francisco. Shortest road trip ever in the NBA when it comes down to it. We'll get to that in just a minute, and that's actually the subject of our poll question at kgymradio.com. But looking at the results from last night, we asked you yesterday as part of that poll question, how many favorites are going to win in the association last night? The Celtics, the Cavs, and the Suns were all favored last night. I said I think two of the three were going to win last night. I kind of bought into the hype, the whole Scott Foster thing we talked about on the show yesterday, how Scott Foster, the crew chief of the officiating crew that was part of the Suns-Clippers game, and the history with Chris Paul, the team that he's involved in, losing every single game that Scott Foster officiates. I think it was like, 13, 14 in a row going into last night's game. I was wrong. All the favorites won last night. And now, honestly, I'm not surprised that there were favorites winning last night. I feel like, and I think we're going to see that tonight, too, especially with Milwaukee and with Memphis tonight. Of course, there's some injury concerns for both those teams. You come out flat in game one. You got some time to stew on it. You got some time to think about it. You got some time to say, hey, you know, we're the higher seed or we're the favorite. We want to come out and prove in game two that maybe game one was a fluke. And we didn't look our best. We want to get back together, refocus, reset, and come out and win this game too. And I think that was especially true in that Cleveland-New York series. You saw the Knicks go in, and we talked about that on Monday, how you had Knicks fans out there on Twitter like, Knicks in four. We're going to sweep them. We all knew they weren't going to sweep the Cavs, and that certainly showed last night with that 107-90 win for Cleveland. But you also have, you know, a team like Phoenix who came out, had a sloppy fourth quarter, a bad fourth quarter, and came out right of the ship at home against a solid Clippers team, a team that, you know, beat them in game one, had a solid win in game one. Phoenix turned the tables on them and got what they needed from Devin Booker, also got what they needed from Kevin Durant last night. Not surprised in the slightest that Phoenix ended up winning that game before that series shifts back to shifts to LA for game three coming up Thursday night. And then a series that I had pegged as a sweep in the East, Boston and Atlanta. Boston's just too good. And I'm not surprised that Boston went out and won rather handily last night against the Hawks. I was watching the Knicks-Cavs game last night, doing some stuff around the house, and, you know, seemed like a little bit of a close game early on, and then Boston just said, hey, we're here, we're good, we're hungry for this win, we want to go up 2-0 heading back to Atlanta, and that's what they did. So in the grand scheme of things, am I surprised that all three favorites won last night? No, not necessarily, and I think especially with that Boston-Atlanta series, and even with Philly and Brooklyn, which resumes tomorrow night in Brooklyn. If those series don't end in sweeps, I will be surprised. I just feel like Philly and Boston, two of the best teams in the league, and of the best teams in the East, they are certainly up there. You could make a case for either one of them, probably more so Boston than Philly, to be the best team in the East. Of course, Milwaukee has that one seed. Milwaukee is back in action tonight. The Bucks taking on the Miami Heat. You talk about a team that got punched in the mouth in game one. Of course, the injury concerns with Giannis playing a big role in that, leaving the game with that back contusion, they're calling it, back spray. I think it was back contusion was the official language with it. Some good news on that front. Giannis upgraded to questionable. He was doubtful as of yesterday. He has been upgraded to questionable. Now, questionable certainly does not necessarily mean he's playing, but Giannis has shown in the past that he has some weird, like, superhuman injury recovery strength. I don't know what it is with him, but he's very resilient when it comes to that. And if he can manage the pain, if he can move around well without pain or stiffness or soreness, I think you're going to see him on the floor. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't play just to be safe, but we're going to see that tonight, see that put to the test tonight. Can the Bucks recover from a game one where they gave up 130 points, let Miami shoot 60% from the floor, 60% from three. I think it was 59% from three, or 59% from the floor, 60% from three. Can they play better defense? Can they make shots? Can they make threes? They were 11 of 45 from three in that game. And can they get the ball inside and challenge Miami inside? I think that's definitely something we're going to see tonight. And I think the Bucks are going to win. Now, yes, I am. I did wear a Milwaukee Bucks hat to work today. I am a Bucks fan. I'm trying to take my green and cream colored glasses off here, my purple and green glasses, if we're going all the way back to the late 90s, or early 2000s. But I think the Bucks, and you've seen this, and I saw this stat after the show on Monday. The Bucks have won more series in which they lost the first game under Mike Budenholzer than when they win game one of the series. So it's kind of weird. You'd think, yeah, they win game one, they're more likely to win the series, but under Mike Budenholzer, they've actually done better when they don't do well in game one. And we'll see if game one was a wake-up call for Milwaukee and a chance for them to hear, really show the Heat, hey, we're the best team in the East. You got yours. Heat, of course, coming into this game without Tyler Hero, broke his hand. How does that impact their offense? I think it's going to have a big impact for them going forward. We'll see with them how they're able to respond to that injury. So, not completely out of the woods if you're a Milwaukee fan, but I feel good about the game. I feel better than I did watching game one on Sunday, but we'll talk tomorrow and gauge my feelings with that game coming up tonight. Again, 8 o'clock for that one. That's on NBA TV. So if you don't get NBA TV, you are not able to watch the Bucks game tonight. Two games on TNT: Memphis and the Lakers. There's a big storyline there, of course, with Ja Morant. Still a game time decision the tissue injury that we talked about yesterday. Left the game writhing in pain, essentially ran off the court holding his hand, grimacing. Still a game time decision for Ja tonight when it comes to point spreads and stuff like that. The line opened as Memphis as a 2.5 point favorite. Remember, they lost in game one. It's not down to a pick 'em at some sports books tonight. DraftKings and Caesars both have the game, as a pick 'em. Lakers favored by about one at the other books. Other sports books, BetMGM to be specific, has Memphis at 1.5. So really, essentially a pick 'em. Really feel like either side could win if Ja plays. I think Memphis, obviously has a decent chance. It's all about the, you know, kind of that game two reset that we just talked about a few moments ago. Although I would not be surprised if the Lakers went up 2-0, right? We had conversation yesterday if the MDA were going to script the games. Not saying they are, but I feel like the Lakers would be one of those teams that they would maybe want to see advance if that were indeed the case. I don't know, but I think Memphis, boy, if Ja plays, Memphis is a good chance. Even if he doesn't, you know, they've shown that they can win without him. It's going to be a tough one to pick. I don't want to be Memphis going down 0-2 going back to LA. That is for sure, because then some of those old kind of doubts creep in, right? Like, okay, we're the number 2 seed in the West, and here we are getting beaten up by the number 7 seed. Yeah, that's going to be tough if you're Memphis. But Memphis, slight favorite at some spots. Lakers, slightly favored in others. We'll see if that line moves at other spaces. And then after a rough showing in Game 1, how do the Timberwolves bounce back tonight against the West's top seed? That's the late game tonight at 9 o'clock on TNT. Denver Nuggets hosting Minnesota. Denver about an 8.5-point favorite in that one tonight. And if it's anything like Game 1, in which Denver won going away, won rather easily in that contest, things might get a little bit ugly tonight if you are watching the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. But Denver, a solid favorite in that one. Milwaukee, they were as high as a 9-point favorite yesterday. It's come back down to about 8. Still, the Bucks a pretty solid favorite tonight. I think you'll learn more as Giannis, the decision on his playing time does come forward here as we get closer and closer to game time. But like I said, not surprised with the results we saw from last night. Boston, Cleveland, and Phoenix all winning. And last night, those series will continue later this week. Got some travel days built in. Phoenix and the Clippers, a little bit shorter turnaround time. They'll resume that series coming up Thursday night, Game 3. 9:30 Central Time out in L.A. Boston traveling back to Atlanta. The Game 3 for that series is on Friday evening, and then Cleveland heading to the Garden to play the Knicks. That'll be 7:30 Friday night as that moves forward. But that's the NBA from last night. The other interesting storyline here, and we talked yesterday during the show about it, Draymond Green talking about his we'll call it an incident with Domantas Sabonis. Sabonis, you know, grabbing onto his ankle while Sabonis is on the floor. Green stomping on Sabonis' chest. It was initially thought, it was reported by Sham Sharania from The Athletic yesterday, that there would be no suspension for Draymond Green. But late last night, about 11 o'clock our time, it was announced by the league that Draymond Green was indeed going to be suspended one game for the incident where he stepped on the chest of Domantas Sabonis. The league announcing that last night, the NBA saying in a statement, suspension based in part on Green's history of unsportsmanlike acts. And he will serve his suspension coming up tomorrow night when the Warriors host the Kings for Game 3 in San Francisco. Of course, the Kings have a 2-0 lead in that series. So what do we make of this suspension? ESPN's Chinne Ogumike talked about it on Get Up this morning. Here are her thoughts on what happened with the Draymond Green suspension.
I think the optics were bad all around, not just the play, but also the positioning of that play, considering the place that the Warriors were in. And I brought my, you know, notebook out because the Warriors fans, I feel like they're starting to get real nervous. You know that locker room saying that someone can be the best player for either team? Well, sure. Draymond's fire and emotions can either galvanize his squad or get his squad in big trouble. And this was the latter. And it seems like the NBA, they took that extra precaution in this case because not only were the optics of that stomp bad, they don't want to set a precedent for giving a pass to these types of behaviors, especially from Draymond. Now, I personally feel like the game naturally had already served enough punishment, but I think that overall it was like two wrongs do not make a right here. And then you have to look and see, like, he's the heart and soul of the Warriors defense. how good do you feel returning home knowing that that is the thing that really has held you together, especially on the road? Now you're coming home without your defensive anchor and down 0-2. This is just a situation where bad went to worse super quick.
Draymond Green will be suspended for Game 3 Thursday. That is our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Should he have been suspended for Game 3, yes or no? And the early leader in the clubhouse, many of you, 100% of you who have voted so far, say yes, he should have been suspended for Game 3 coming up on Thursday night against Sacramento. It's a big spot, obviously, for Golden State, big spot for Sacramento as well. Boy, if you're able, if you're the Kings and you're able to win one at the Chase Center in San Francisco, go up 3-0, I mean, you were playing with house money, I think, with that one. But if you're Golden State, you know, they are a much different team at home than they are on the road. We'll see if they respond to Draymond's suspension and go out and win the basketball game on Thursday and make it a 2-1 series if they are able to win one at home. Of course, we talked about, and you heard Chinay talk about it there, and the statement from the NBA saying it was based in part in his history of unsportsmanlike acts. Of course, he missed Game 5, Draymond Green did, of the 2016 NBA Finals. You remember, after accumulating too many flagrant fouls that postseason, and Green making some bad history with this suspension. He's the only player in the last 10 seasons to be suspended multiple times in the playoffs. The Warriors this year just 3-6 without him in the lineup. Of those 9 games, only one of them came, though, when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson were both in the lineup. The Warriors on March 17th in Atlanta lost to the Hawks without all three of them in the lineup. So kind of an asterisk to one of those losses, but especially on the defensive side of the ball, a big loss for the Warriors as Draymond Green will be suspended for Game 3 coming up Thursday night. One other note with that, too, Domantas Sabonis, with that incident getting stepped on by Draymond Green or stomped on by Draymond Green, he suffered a bruised sternum and is questionable for Game 3. So potentially a big loss there for Sacramento. He didn't have a great Game 1, but picked it up in Game 2, and it was able to finish the game, which it's important to point that out, but certainly hoping for the best for him going forward. But certainly a situation to monitor as that series resumes coming up tomorrow night. We will have one of those games for you Sunday afternoon, Game 4 set for Sunday afternoon. For those of you following that series closely, you can watch tomorrow night's game on TNT, but ESPN Radio will have Sunday afternoon's Game 4 from San Francisco right here on the radio waves on KGYM. 2:27, we're overdue for a timeout. We'll come back, talk a little hockey, and get to the rest of the show today, including some Major League Baseball, some college baseball talk, maybe a little NFL before we get out of here at 3 this afternoon. Spencer on Sports with you on KGYM. Happy Wednesday.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it's going to be a cloudy afternoon with temperatures around 70 degrees. We are going to have breezy conditions, and it'll be dry up until tonight. Mainly after 10 p.m., another round of storms will be arriving and bringing in strong winds and hail as it moves through overnight into Thursday morning. We'll have some additional storms around through the first half of the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be held in the 60s, and then we dry out and cool down for the end of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Remember the complaints you used to get from your family about snoring? You haven't heard those in a while, have you? And how about the way you wake up feeling refreshed in the morning instead of worn out? There's no question your CPAP or BiPAP machine treats your sleep apnea and makes a big difference in your life. So keep your CPAP or BiPAP performing well. Come to CarePro Home Medical's free walk-in CPAP BiPAP clinic April 20th at either the Cedar Rapids or Coralville location between 3 and 5 p.m. Just bring your machine along and CarePro's respiratory therapist will check the pressure settings, tubing, filters, masks, headgear, and humidifiers. They'll see if any of the pieces need adjustment or replacement, and they'll replace your disposable filter. They want to make sure you keep getting top-notch treatment for your sleep apnea. You probably know the friendly people at CarePro go above and beyond, but if you haven't met with them yet, come to the CPAP BiPAP clinic and see just how great they are. Connect with the people and answers you need at CarePro, CarePROHealthServices.com.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect. Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardy cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
Add style and security with Schlage lock sets from Menards and get 11% off everything. Menards carries a great selection of smart locks and keyless entry locks, so no more having to hide your keys under a doormat. Right now, pick up a Schlage electronic keypad deadbolt for just $99.99 after 11% off. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating. And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 2:31, Spencer on Sports here for this Wednesday, April 19th of 2023, 319-366-1600. A little playoffs to begin the program today. Playoffs? Where's the Jim Mora sounder? Do we need that on the computer thing in front of me? I can mimic it, but no one can truly bring you the passion of questioning playoffs like Jim Mora. Remember Jim Mora? No, we're not doing it. Nope. Baseball action. We'll get you a scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. A lot of big innings today. A lot of them. Cardinals absolutely taking the Diamondbacks to the woodshed this afternoon down in St. Louis. Get you an update there. White Sox down 5-2. Check out that scoreboard here momentarily. Some history made in baseball last night. We'll tell you who made some history, what milestone this future Hall of Famer secured later on in the show. 319-366-1600. 4007 chiming in about the green suspension, saying, I've always known, or at least I'm assuming you mean thought, 4007, basketball players and basketball itself soft compared to other physical sports, and that people think that he should have been suspended is laughable. So assuming 4007, you don't agree with the suspension. And yeah, the more I think about it, it's a tough spot to be in if you're the NBA, right? I think, you know, just like with you see the playoffs in any sport, I feel like there's more of a kind of a let them play kind of attitude taken toward it. But at the same time, you don't want to have someone get hurt. You know, Domantas Sabonis getting stomped in the chest. Like, what if his injury was serious? And then the NBA chooses not to lay some sort of punishment at the feet of Draymond Green. You know, then you got a bad look on your hands for not putting some sort of disciplinary action in place. It's a tough spot to be in. I saw something earlier today from ESPN. I tend to agree with it. If Draymond doesn't parade around the stadium, Golden 1 Center, trying to be the villain, you know, pumping up the crowd, like, you know, come on, make more noise, kind of stuff like that, like trying to egg on the crowd, does he get suspended? If he doesn't do that, doesn't go around the stadium like, hey, yeah, look at me, I did something, look at me, and if he doesn't make a lame excuse in the press conference afterward, like, well, I'm not a flexible guy and I didn't see where I was stepping. Like, if he doesn't do all that stuff, does he get suspended? I don't think so. I think, you know, again, because Sabonis was grabbing his ankle, he's got a point. Draymond does have a point. I'm not saying, you know, not. I said this yesterday, I'm not totally, you know, placing all the blame on one guy. Sabonis shouldn't have grabbed his ankle, but at the same time, you can't stomp on the guy's chest. That's, you know, come on. You could hurt him. So, I don't know. It's a bad spot to be in. I think the NBA, considering his actions after the fact and considering the point we talked about, you know, he has a history of being unsportsmanlike. They really had no choice. They're kind of backed into a corner. I don't think anybody's going to be happy either way. Warriors fans certainly aren't happy. They're probably, oh, well, the NBA's against us. Of all the teams that the NBA is going to be against, it's the Golden State Warriors, right? Defending NBA champs, yeah. But maybe they'll use it as motivation. Maybe they come out flat, come out a little shook, and lose to the Kings at home. We'll see what happens on the court tomorrow night. 319-366-1600. Justin chiming in with his hockey insiders. He says he's a glutton for punishment, taking the under in Islanders, Hurricanes, and Wild Stars, and Edmonton to win. Those are Justin's picks, not mine. If you make those picks, Justin is the guy you need to talk to. Not me. Don't blame me for those picks. Please. That's who Justin's on tonight. If you bet any of the home teams last night, boy, you are hurting today financially. The Rangers, the Lightning, my beloved Winnipeg Jets, and the Kraken all winning last night. The Kraken went into Colorado and won? What's going on there? Rangers winning 5-1. Chris Kreider with two goals in that game, beating New Jersey 5-1. Tampa, my goodness, 7-3 over the Leafs. Are we all that surprised the Leafs lose at home? Are we surprised at that? I don't know much about hockey, but I know I feel like the Leafs can be an ongoing meme. Most Canadian teams, in fact, not all Canadian teams, considering their lack of success in bringing home Lord Stanley's Cup, can be an ongoing meme. But Tampa beating Toronto 7-3 last night. Braden Point, couple goals in that second period last night after Tampa was up 3-0. Leafs got within 3-2. Braden Point and Corey Perry making it 6-2. After the second period there. Winnipeg Jets beating Las Vegas in Vegas 5-1 for a 1-0 series lead there. And then the Kraken. Impressive stuff. Game was tied at 1 for the first period. And then Alex Wenberg and Morgan Geeky helping Seattle eke out the 3-1 win over the defending Stanley Cup champs. Games tonight in the NHL. The Islanders at Carolina, 6 o'clock start on ESPN2. Florida is at Boston, 6:30 tonight on ESPN. The Wild looking to go up 2-0 against the Dallas Stars at 8:30 on ESPN2. We'll see if that game goes into like 18 overtimes again like the other night. That was a marathon game. Minnesota pulling it out in double overtime two nights ago in Dallas. And then the Los Angeles Kings heading to Edmonton at 9 o'clock on ESPN tonight. The series from yesterday resume Thursday night, and we'll keep you posted on those. One other basketball story I wanted to get to. This is interesting. We dabble in sports betting content. We are not the betting show here on KGYM. We don't focus solely on it here, but this is kind of is it a cautionary tale? I'm not sure, but this is kind of where being a fan, being a sports bettor, not doing so well in betting, kind of can get dangerous. A fan is suing Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal and the team over something that happened postgame in March in Orlando, alleging battery and assault and asking for damages over $50,000. A gentleman from Orange County, Florida, filed suit Tuesday in Florida's Ninth Circuit Court. The suit alleges that after the Wizards lost to the Magic in Orlando, Bradley Beal was headed to the locker room when he reacted to a remark made by a friend of the plaintiff about losing a bet. And then allegedly, Beal turned around and hit the plaintiff on the side of the head, knocking his hat off. And then the friend allegedly made some comments to Beal, including the comment that you made me lose $1,300, you blank. Yikes. Here's a little pro tip from a I dabble in sports betting. Yes, I'm not an avid bettor like some of you probably are. If you lose money, whether it's college, pro, semi-pro, whatever some of you folks out there may place a wager on, please don't go confront the athletes if you lose a bet. That's a bad idea. And if you're a pro athlete listening to this, which I'm sure there are many of you doing that, don't like react. Please, I mean, you know, it's you can react in a way like, what are you talking about? Leave me alone. That's how you react to it. Don't punch the fans. We don't need another Malice in the Palace. That is bad. Bad, bad, bad. Apparently, Beal allegedly told the plaintiff, when you disrespect me, I'm going to press you about it, asking him if he thinks it's a joke, and asking them, you know, what are we doing? Why are we even talking about this? And basically saying, don't come at me about your gambling losses. Important point to make. Not just for Bradley Beal, but for other athletes as well. Thought that was interesting. We'll see if that goes anywhere. The Wizards declined to comment to ESPN for the story. Beal saying he understands why they're upset that they lost money. He says, I go to casinos, I gamble, but I also understand it's probably a 99% chance I'm going to lose. So there you go. That's the long and short of it. See if anything comes of that. 2:41, another quick timeout. Back with a little baseball talk here for you out of Wednesday on KGYM.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. E&J Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have E&J install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from E&J Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at E&J Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Union Pacific Railroad wants you to join its team. It's an opportunity that comes with great pay and benefits. There are a variety of open roles across its 23-state network, including train crew positions, with hiring and relocation incentives of up to $50,000 in some locations. You can even get a free college education while working. Union Pacific Railroad connects hundreds of communities, hauling goods Americans rely on every day. Get your career on the right track with Union Pacific and apply today at up.jobs/sports. That's up.jobs/sports.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2:43 here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's Spencer on Sports. Glad to be back with you for another day here at KGYM. 319-366-1600. Gym class on the way in about 15 minutes or so. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6 today. NBA action tonight. We got playoff basketball back in the radio waves for you tonight. The Lakers, cha-ching, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies, possibly without Ja Morant. Game time decision for him tonight. Game time 6:30. We'll have ESPN radio coverage starting at 6, right after the Todd Brommelkamp show here on KGYM at 319-366-1600. What did I just do? ESPN scoreboard just disappeared on me. There it is. I don't know what happened. Sometimes things have minds of their own, I feel like, especially during this show. Don't know what it is about the 2 o'clock hour. Sometimes things go away. Might be operator error. Likelihood it is operator error here this afternoon. 319-366-1600. Jeff in the text line. Talking about Draymond Green. When you knock your teammate out, you have an anger issue. Of course, referring to Draymond punching Jordan Poole this offseason, I would agree. And I think that the point is, going back to what the NBA said, the history of unsportsmanlike conduct for part of the reasoning of the suspension. If this was a one-time thing, I think maybe he gets off easy. If he didn't make an excuse about it, didn't parade around the stadium, I think we're not even talking about this. We're talking about, and what we should be talking about, the 2-0 series lead for the Kings over the defending champs. But instead, we have the sideshow. There's always got to be a sideshow, whether it's the women's basketball national championship game, whether it's college football, NFL, whatever it is. Why does it always seem there's something that takes away from what we really should be talking about? You know, crazy how that works. Super Bowl had the penalty late in the game. Women's national championship had not only the officiating, but also the feud between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I don't know. Always seems to be some sort of distraction from the real storyline. Kind of tired of it, to be quite honest with you. 319-366-1600 at 245. Let's check out the baseball scoreboard here for you today. A couple games just getting underway, including the Cubs out in Oakland, trying to complete the sweep of the Oakland A's. Games in progress, just about to wrap up here. Well, they might go to extra innings, but the Giants and the Marlins, that game tied at one, top half of the ninth. I mentioned huge afternoon for the Cardinals. Absolutely taking it to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Couple four-run innings for the Cardinals. One in the third, one in the sixth. That they lead 14-4 here this afternoon. Tommy Edman, a big day for him. Tommy Edman, 3-for-4 with a triple and a home run and a double. So he's going for the cycle. Can he get it here? It's in the bottom of the seventh here against Arizona. Triple or a cycle watch for Tommy Edman. 3-for-4 with a double, triple, a home run. Drove in 5 runs, walked once here for today as he has been beating up the Arizona Diamondbacks here for this afternoon. Nolan Gorman hitting a grand slam in the sixth today as well. And I mentioned some words being had between starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks, Madison Bumgarner, and Wilson Contreras, who's DHing today. Contreras walked twice, 2 hits, scored twice, and drove in a run. So maybe he got the better of the deal, better of the war of words today for St. Louis as the Cardinals lead 14-4 there. Phillies leading the White Sox 5-2. They split a doubleheader yesterday on the south side. Phillies up 5-2. That game in the bottom half of the sixth. Andrew Vaughn with a home run. Home runs as well for Trey Turner, his first as a Philly, and Brandon Marsh for the Philadelphia Phillies as they lead in the bottom half of the sixth. There, Rangers up on the Royals 5-2. That game in the bottom half of the sixth as well. Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run for the Royals in the third inning as they go up against the Texas Rangers. Marcus Semien, 3-for-3 so far at the plate with 2 driven in for the Rangers as they do battle with Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Mets and the Dodgers scoreless in the third. The Pirates absolutely blowing the doors off the Colorado Rockies. A 5-run first and now a 4-run second for the Pirates. Andrew McCutchen so far on the day with a double and a home run as they lead 9-0 in the bottom half of the second from Coors Field. Cubs and A's, as I mentioned, just underway from Oakland this afternoon. Couple finals in the books. The Rays, they beat up on the Reds for the second day in a row. The Rays winning yesterday 10-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. Yesterday winning 8-0 today, so a combined 18-0 over the last two games for the Tampa Bay Rays as they beat up on Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark this afternoon. And the Guardians beating up on the Tigers today, 3-2 final score for the Guardians as they beat their AL Central rivals. Jose Ramirez with a home run in the sixth, a 3-run shot for Cleveland. Spencer Torkelson powering one for the Spencers of the world. Torkelson with a solo shot in the seventh, part of that loss for Detroit. I mentioned some history made last night in Major League Baseball. Future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw, surefire lock, I'd think, to be a Hall of Famer. Clayton Kershaw getting win number 200 last night. In fact, quite an exclusive club to be in for Clayton Kershaw. 200 wins and has not lost 100 games in his career yet. That's impressive stuff. And in fact, all the other folks that he is in that club with are Hall of Famers. So might as well just pencil him into Cooperstown by now. Clayton Kershaw with a 288 record, career record as a pitcher, joining Pedro Martinez, Juan Marichal, Whitey Ford, Lefty Grove, and Pete Alexander. All of them Hall of Famers, all of them at the time getting their 200th victory without having 100 losses to their ledger. As the Dodgers won last night 5-0, Kershaw 288. Pedro Martinez, the last pitcher to do that, he got win number 200 with only 97 losses on his ledger back in 2006. So impressive stuff from Clayton Kershaw. The Dodgers and the Mets wrapping up that series here this afternoon. Max Scherzer and Noah Syndergaard doing battle this afternoon out there. 2:51, we will take a quick timeout, back with a little college baseball. I mentioned, going to talk a little college baseball, get you an update on where things stand, at least in the projected NCAA tournament field for the Iowa baseball team. We'll have that in 60 seconds on the Gym.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code ESPN15 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code ESPN15. Use code ESPN15 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Back at 2:52 with Spencer at Sports here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Gym class on the way momentarily. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6 here on KGYM. Of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 2. Latest sports headlines, playoff reaction, and more. At the back on the airwaves tomorrow from 2 until 3 here on the Gym. 91-68 pointing out, might be good for the Kings to have distractions for Golden State. Hey, if you're the Kings, go in there cool, calm, and collected. Let those distractions be distractions. And don't let the home environment for Golden State intimidate you. I don't think the Kings will have that happen. They got a pretty good chance. I think they're going to steal one in San Francisco. It's going to be tomorrow night's game with Draymond out. We'll see. Warriors, much different team. Like you talk about much different. I'm not just saying that for saying that. See him on the road this season. You see him at home. Much different team. See if the Kings can solve the puzzle tomorrow night. Justin, yes, I did say Whitey Ford. Are we looking to remember Whitey Ford? He's a Hall of Famer, so I don't think he counts. Part of that exclusive club Clayton Kershaw joined. 200 wins, but not 100 losses on the ledger. That's the club that Clayton Kershaw joined last night when he picked up win number 200 on the season last night, beating the Mets in that 5-0 win for the Dodgers. Quick look at minor league baseball. Cedar Rapids Colonels losing to Beloit last night on the road. The Sky Carp, another term for Canadian geese, if you weren't aware. Every time I see a goose, I now think of Sky Carp. Hey, it's a Sky Carp. No. It's a goose. What are you talking about? Beloit winning 6-2 last night. Noah Miller, 2-for-4 with a home run. Jose Salas, one of the top prospects for the Twins, 1-for-3 with a run scored last night for Cedar Rapids. Kyler Castillo, 2-for-3, a run scored. drove in two for Beloit. And Gabe Bierman, solid outing for the Sky Carp pitcher, 8 strikeouts in 6 innings pitched. He'll do it again tonight at 6:35 over in Beloit. College baseball action, not a good night for the Hawkeye baseball team, losing to Illinois-Chicago 14-3 in 7 innings, a meltdown for the pitching staff. Last night for the Hawkeyes, they walked 12 and allowed 11 hits in the contest, losing to UIC in 7 innings last night. Another midweek game tonight against Bradley. That'll be at Banks Field tonight. First pitch just after 6 o'clock. Iowa, despite the loss, they lost to Minnesota in one of the games, one of the three they played last weekend up in the Twin Cities, and now losing to UIC. D1Baseball.com, they do their weekly projections of the field of 64 for the NCAA tournament. D1Baseball.com still thinks the Hawkeyes sneak in to the field. They have Iowa as one of the last 5 in to the field. Of course, earlier this year, after beating number 1 LSU, Iowa was thought to maybe be hosting a regional. Things change from, you know, early in the season to late in the season, very obviously, but Iowa still in the field despite some of the struggles they've had. Important, obviously, to win games. And, you know, this is just the opinion of D1Baseball.com, obviously. You need to keep winning games. Winning the Big Ten tournament would not hurt. But the Big Ten not getting a ton of love. Only 3 teams in, Indiana, Maryland, and Iowa. And Iowa still hanging on by a thread, according to the folks at D1 Baseball. They have the Hawkeyes headed to Coral Gables, taking on UCLA, so a future Big Ten battle there. Miami, of course, the host team, should that come to fruition. But Iowa still in the field as of today at D1Baseball.com. That wraps up the show for this afternoon. Thanks, as always, for lending us an ear here on KGYM. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 2. Gym class on the way in just a few moments. Today is Caddy Smack, so get those golf clubs geared up and ready. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6. Have a great rest of the day.